Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
I'm Jay Hennessy, mill manager, Pratt Industries, Valparaiso, and you're listening to Pulp and Paper Radio International.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Monday, April 23rd, 2018 edition of Nips by Pulp and Paper Radio International. I am your host, Steve Roush, and we'll be joined later in the show by co-host Chuck Swan. We welcome your breaking news. Just send me an email with breaking news in the subject line to steve.roush@tai.com. That's steve.roush@tai.com. Leading off today, there was a fatality at a facility in Louisiana. And in another story making headlines in the U.S. last week, we have an update on the Kimberly-Clark saga in Wisconsin. We'll have more on these stories when we get to the North American news later in the show. And we will return right after this.
Did you say Hairmaster?
No, you dimwit. Airmaster.
Caremaster?
No, Airmaster.
Daremaster?
Clean your ears out. I said Airmaster.
Stairmaster?
Oops, don't try that one. It's probably trademarked by someone else. Airmaster.
Ha ha, got you on that one. I said Stairmaster. S-T-A-R-E. Master. Tear Master?
I'm going to tear you. Air Master.
Oh, I get it. Air Master.
Yes. Air Master.
But what do they do?
Air Master Aerator. The patented aerator that makes a difference. More than an aerator, a complete waste treatment system. Air Master Aerator. We're back. Now let's take a look at last week's financial news from the PM40. Let's go to Brad McGee, assistant publisher at Paparitalo Publications, reporting to us from Paparitalo West in beautiful Pahoa, Hawaii. What's the latest financial news, Brad?
Good morning. The PM40 ended the week on Friday, April the 20th at 4203, up 28 points, or 0.6% from the April 13th close. Gaining shares outpaced decliners by a 5-2 margin. Over the same week, the PowerShares Equal Weight S&P 500 Exchange Traded Fund was up 0.6%. Among the PM40 companies, our week's biggest winners were Verso, up 10%, followed by LSC Communications, gaining 6.7%. Our biggest decliner for the week was Clearwater Paper, down 28.9%. Over the past year, Fibria Cellulose has been our top performer, gaining 119%, while our deepest decliner was Orchid's Paper Products, down by 71%. Over the same 12-month period, the PowerShares S&P Tracker is up 10.8%, while the PM40 is up 13.3%. If you want to follow the PM40 on a daily basis, tune in anytime after 11:30 p.m. U.S. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, right here at www.ipulpradio.com. Be safe and have a great week.
Many thanks, Brad, and we will be back right after this.
Are you facing a complex installation, expansion, greenfield project, or maintenance project? Make the smart choice. C.R. Meyer, a nationwide industrial general contractor, specializes in the pulp and paper industry. Our skilled millwrights, pipe fitters, iron workers, boiler makers, carpenters, laborers, cement finishers, operators, and a team of experienced project managers, architects, and engineers are safe, effective, and efficient on any project, planned or unplanned. Take the smart step toward getting your next project finished safely and done well. Contact C.R. Meyer at crmeyer.com.
Well, it's time to start planning our annual recovery boiler outage again.
Yes, it is. Budgets are tighter than ever, even though business is good. And speaking of good business, sales is pressuring us to have as short an outage as possible. They need the production.
Well, getting in a hurry costs money and can lead to safety problems.
I know, and you know we are always under pressure for our safety record, too. It seems like corporate has nothing better to do than to keep pushing us on every front.
I think I have a solution to all of these problems.
What's that?
RMR Mechanical. They've done a great work for us in the past and have a great safety record, too. They almost always beat the schedule.
Sounds like this meeting is over.
RMR Mechanical. The only name you need to know for an economical, quick, and safe boiler outage. Phone 770-205-9646 or visit us on the web at rmrmechanical.com.
We're back, and in the news today, starting with Oceania Dateline, Morrell, Australia. Rail line that serves Australian paper to attract investment by other companies. The Morrell area, expected to attract a significant industrial investment, will have basic infrastructure installed and will be connected to the Port of Melbourne by rail. The $5.3 million funding for the infrastructure will come out of a $10 million state government fund announced as an election promise back in 2014. And now we move on to Dateline Tuas, Singapore. Kimberly Clark to turn out more baby wipes. Kimberly Clark Corporation is investing $18 million to double the output for baby wipes at its Tuas plant, while also adding a laboratory to boost product innovation. The company has already invested about $400 million in Singapore, which houses its Asia-Pacific headquarters. The spending includes an expansion of the Tuas premises in 2016 when two advanced production lines were introduced. The Asia-Pacific region is the company's second biggest market, that is, after the United States. And now let's move on to Asia. Dateline Assam, India. Workers at Kashar Paper Mill plan an indefinite hunger strike. Contractual workers at the Kashar Paper Mill, a unit of the Hindustan Paper Corporation Limited, have been protesting for the past several months, demanding release of pending salaries and restarting of production at the unit. Several unions and organizations, including the Kashar Paper Project Workers Union, are now planning to begin an indefinite hunger strike to demand not just the salaries, but also the reinstatement of about 400 contractual workers who were suspended recently. Workers have not been paid their salaries for the past 22 months. Dateline Kadayam, India. International Paper announces maintenance shutdown. International Paper announced the annual outage for maintenance from April 16, 2018 through April 28, 2018 in Kadayam, India. The estimated loss of production would be about 2,000 metric tons. Dateline Henan, China. Ilm plans to increase market presence and share of products supplied to Henan. Ilm Group held a business conference to discuss an increase in supply to this region. Ilm plans to increase its market presence and the share of products supplied to Henan. There is a growth in fiber demand, primarily for bleached hardwood kraft pulp and packaging materials, driven by development of paper production in the province. Ilm Group is Russia's leading pulp and paper company, a major exporter, and one of the biggest companies in the industry globally.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention please. Now delivering the news out of Europe, relief pitcher Chuck Swan. Swan.
Thanks, Steve. And our first item from Europe is Dateline Billingsfors, Sweden. Ahlstrom to increase production at Billingsfors Mill. The company plans to rebuild the recovery boiler and eliminate bottlenecks in pulp production. As a result, both pulp and insulating paper production would increase. In addition, production efficiency and environmental performance would be improved, the company said. The final investment decision is still pending and is subject to the granting of a new environmental permit by the authorities, according to Ahlstrom Munksjö. Dateline Helsinki, Finland. UPM launches a new biocomposite material for 3D printing. UPM Formi 3D is a new type of biocomposite that has been specifically developed for 3D printing. It brings together advanced cellulose fiber and biopolymer technologies. The product is produced and sold in granule form to producers of filaments for 3D printing or directly for large-scale printing from granules. Dateline Stamboliskij, Bulgaria. Mondi considers capital investment in Bulgaria. Mondi Group is mulling over a substantial expansion of its operations in Bulgaria. According to an announcement made by Bulgaria's Ministry of Economy, the group intends to spend more than 600 million euros on building a new production facility in the country. Mondi runs one integrated pulp and paper mill in Bulgaria. In 2016, the output of the Mondi Stamboliskij mill reached 95,000 metric tons of pulp and 100,000 tons of sack kraft paper. Dateline, Dublin, Ireland. Smurfit Kappa may have to engage with an unwanted suitor. Smurfit Kappa is likely ultimately to bow to pressure from shareholders and engage with its unwanted suitor, International Paper. This could lead to a successful takeover bid after two previous rebuffed proposals. In its latest quarterly stock picks report, seen by the Irish Times, the Goodbody sales organization warned that there was also the potential for the Memphis-based group to go hostile and take its bid directly to shareholders if the Irish box-making giant continued to refuse to engage. Smurfit Kappa has insisted that its shareholders would be better served by the company independently pursuing its own 1.6 billion euro plan to expand its own operations and acquire rivals over the next few years. Again, Dateline, Dublin. Smurfit Kappa invests in Facture Paper Mill. Smurfit Kappa continues to invest in its Facture Paper Mill to meet the growing demand for Kraftliner grades in Europe. An upgrade of the mill, which is in southwest France, was successfully completed in March following a three-week shutdown and included the implementation of a new pulp washing line and a complete overhaul of the black liquor recovery boiler. SKG next plans a series of improvements to paper machine number 5, commencing in 2019, which on completion will increase its production capacity of white top kraftliner from 174,000 metric tons to 220,000 tons per year. Dateline, Eindhoven, Germany. Knauf sends a letter to USG Corporation shareholders urging them to vote against USG's director nominees. Knauf announced that it has filed an investor presentation with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission in connection with its withhold campaign against USG Corporation. The investor presentation details the rationale for the value of Knauf's offer and discussed some of the risks inherent in USG's strategy. Knauf urges USG shareholders to vote against all four of USG's director nominees at the company's annual meeting scheduled for May 9th as a way to send a clear message to USG's board to engage immediately in meaningful discussions with Knauf regarding its offer of $42 per share of USG. And we'll be back right after this. Companies all over North America think of Fulton Systems for their thermocompressor and steam systems needs, all the way from initial design to startup to troubleshooting. For more than 90 years, Fulton Systems has helped companies keep thousands of thermocompressors operating smoothly and assisted mills with hundreds of paper machine rebuilds. Turn to Fulton Systems for steam and condensate system design, dryer suction performance audits, and consulting services on all aspects of dryer suction and condensate systems management and operations. Call us at 770-447-1400. Visit our website at FultonSystems.com. We are back, and now for the news out of North America. Dateline, Smithers, British Columbia. Pinnacle Renewable Holdings to convert particle board facility to wood pellets plant. The facility, which is connected via direct rail link to Pinnacle's Westview Port Terminal, will have an annual production capacity of 125,000 metric tons. Initial wood pellet production at the facility is expected to commence in the third quarter of this year. Wood fiber supply for the facility and a customer takeoff agreement for the facility's annual production have been secured under long-term contracts. Pinnacle is a rapidly growing industrial wood pellet manufacturer and distributor and the third largest producer in the world. Dateline, Espanola, Ontario. $50,000 fine for Domtar's Espanola Pulp and Paper Mill. The Ministry of Environment and Climate Change says Domtar Incorporated has been fined for a violation under the Environmental Protection Act. It's in relation to a spill that happened in 2016 in Espanola. The province says the company didn't notify the ministry of the spill. The province says on or about August 29, 2016, there was a discharge of sodium sulfate salt, commonly referred to as salt cake, into the community. It says although salt cake is a white, odorless powder and is non-toxic, several people complained who said the substance coated their vehicles, yards, and outdoor furniture. The company was convicted of the offense and fined $50,000, as well as a victim fine surcharge of $12,500. Dateline, Montreal, Canada. Resolute announces tentative agreement with Unifor. Resolute Forest Products Incorporated announced that a tentative four-year agreement has been reached with Unifor, subject to ratification by its members. Unifor represents the majority of hourly employees working across the company's Canadian pulp and paper operations. The collective agreement covers approximately 1,100 employees represented by Unifor. Dateline, Victoria, Canada. New radio ads from Unifor highlight forestry crisis. Unifor released radio ads to call on Natural Resources Minister Jim Carr to take action against U.S. tariffs levied last month on paper products from five Canadian mills. Quote, "These bully tactics from the Trump administration must be challenged immediately," said Jerry Diaz, Unifor national president. "The federal government has no time to waste. Five communities and thousands of workers are waiting for action," end of quote. The radio ads feature some of the workers represented by Unifor in Corner Brook and Powell River. Unifor says the Trump government's 28-32% countervailing and anti-dumping tariffs on products produced by Kruger Incorporated in Newfoundland and Quebec and Catalyst Paper in British Columbia will force these mills out of business. Dateline, Washington, D.C. Paper and wood products manufacturers applaud air permit modernization. American Forest and Paper Association President and CEO Donna Harmon and American Wood Council President and CEO Robert Glowinski issued a statement regarding the Trump administration's memorandum directing the Environmental Protection Agency to review its policies for implementing the National Ambient Air Quality Standards Program. We applaud this initiative for EPA to use modern permitting tools, such as probabilistic approaches to ensure permit decisions reflect real-world conditions, as well as sensible offset policies for rural areas so beneficial projects can proceed. Doing so will support our industry's contribution to economic growth and create American manufacturing jobs. End of quote. Again, Dateline, Washington, D.C., President Trump orders Postal Service finances investigation. In the continuing escalation of his attack on Amazon, President Donald Trump issued an executive order for the establishment of a federal task force led by Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin or his designee to investigate the finances of the U.S. Postal Service, which has lost more than $65 billion during the past 11 consecutive fiscal years. The special commission is expected to submit a report on its findings and recommendations within 120 days. And again, Dateline, Washington, D.C., DOJ wants more info on $4.9 billion WestRock capstone deal. The U.S. Department of Justice has requested additional information regarding WestRock Company's proposed $4.9 billion acquisition of packaging and paper materials company Capstone Paper and Packaging Corporation. According to a pair of reports the companies filed with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, the documents filed by the Atlanta-based paper and packaging supplier and its Illinois-based acquisition target say they received written requests from the DOJ seeking additional information and documentary materials relating to the deal announced in January. Dateline, Boston, Massachusetts. Sappi North America releases 2017 Sustainability Report. Sappi North America released its 2017 Sustainability Report, showcasing its sustainability performance. The report includes information on the company's progress against five-year goals, measuring environmental, economic, and social responsibility commitments, as well as providing insights into its continued technical innovation. Dateline, New York City. USG Corporation strengthens commitment to diversity and inclusion. USG Corporation, a manufacturer of building products, announced a series of initiatives that strengthen the company's commitment to diversity and inclusion and celebrates the values and priorities of the business, its employees, and its partners. As part of this focus, USG hosted its 10th Annual Diversity and Inclusion Champions Recognition Ceremony to celebrate employees and select partners and customers who go above and beyond to be inclusive in the workplace. Dateline, Cincinnati, Ohio. P&G wins first round in ad dispute with Kimberly-Clark. Procter & Gamble Company prevailed in the first round of an advertising dispute with rival Kimberly-Clark Corporation over a claim that Huggies Diapers is the fastest-growing brand in hospitals. The Cincinnati-based maker of Pampers Diapers argued that Kimberly-Clark's television print and online ads were misleading. P&G also challenged the Kimberly-Clark claim that more hospitals than ever are choosing Huggies, which are based on Kimberly-Clark's internal sales data rather than information corroborated by a third party. The National Advertising Review Board, which is designed to settle disputes over ads while avoiding the expense of lawsuits, reported that it had recommended Kimberly-Clark modify or discontinue claims that Huggies is the fastest-growing brand in hospitals. However, Kimberly-Clark said it will appeal the finding regarding the fastest-growing claim to the NARB. Dayline, Covington, Virginia. Paper Workers Union ratifies new West Rock contract. The Covington Paper Workers Union says it has ratified the West Rock offer. This means that the union has agreed on a new contract presented by union representatives for the paper mill's workers. It is the first new contract offered to West Rock workers in Covington since 2010. Dayline, Taylorsville, Mississippi. Georgia-Pacific employees return to work after strike. After more than 2 weeks of picketing, employees of Georgia-Pacific in Taylorsville returned to work. A Georgia-Pacific representative said, "The union at our facility in Taylorsville voted to end their strike, ratify their contract, and return to work." And we'll be back right after this.
Did you say Hairmaster?
No, you dimwit. Airmaster.
Caremaster?
No, Airmaster.
Daremaster?
Clean your ears out. I said Airmaster.
Stairmaster?
Oops, don't try that one. It's probably trademarked by someone else. Airmaster.
Ha ha, got you on that one. I said Stairmaster. S-T-A-R-E. Master. Tearmaster?
I'm going to tear you. Airmaster!
Oh, I get it. Airmaster.
Yes, Airmaster.
But what do they do?
Airmaster Aerator, the patented aerator that makes a difference. More than an aerator, a complete waste treatment system. Airmaster Aerator.
We are back, and this item is datelined West Carthage, New York. Carthage Paper Mill firms up finances. Carthage Specialty Paper Board, in bankruptcy since late February, firmed up its finances this past week, it was reported. At a federal court hearing in Syracuse, agreements were reached to allow the current management to continue to run the company while a buyer is sought, to allow the company to borrow money as it operates, and to pay certain key suppliers of raw materials some of the money they were owed before bankruptcy. Dateline, Hartsville, South Carolina. Sonoco completes acquisition of Highland Packaging Solutions. Sonoco announced it has completed the acquisition of Highland Packaging Solutions, a Plant City, Florida-based manufacturer of thermoformed packaging for fresh fruits, vegetables, and eggs. Sonoco acquired the privately held Highland for approximately $150 million in cash. Dateline, Green Bay, Wisconsin. Feds concerned Ron Vandenhuvel could continue to defraud investors even after conviction. Federal authorities are concerned that Ron Vandenhuvel's conviction for bank fraud and another 14 additional counts of fraud have not deterred him from continuing to solicit investments under false pretenses. U.S. Attorney Matthew Krueger has asked U.S. Judge William Griesbach to impose a new restriction on Vandenhuvel's conditions of release, a $500 cap on any financial transaction, unless the U.S. Probation Office pre-approves it. Dateline, Houston, Texas. Jury awards $39.7 million verdict to man injured in an explosion. A Houston jury awarded a $39.7 million verdict to a man who was injured in a fire and an explosion that occurred at a Georgia Pacific facility in Corrigan, Texas, in 2014. Two people died as a result of the fire and explosion, and four others were injured. According to a press release, the Houston jury assigned 51% of the fault to Aircon Incorporated, the company that designed and installed the dust collection system that failed and caused the fire, and assigned 26% of the blame to Grecon Incorporated, the manufacturer of the spark detection and suppression system that failed. The jury assigned the remaining 23% of the fault of the case to Georgia Pacific, a press release stated. Dateline, Fox Crossing, Wisconsin. USW calls on Wisconsin Senate to vote on Kimberly-Clark plan. Local 2-482 of the United Steelworkers Union is calling on the Wisconsin State Senate to hold an immediate vote on a legislative subsidy package designed to keep two Kimberly-Clark manufacturing plants in operation. Kimberly-Clark announced in late January that it would shut down 10 plants around the world and eliminate 5,500 jobs. Those cuts included the plants in Neenah and Fox Crossing. Since then, the USW has been gathering information and meeting with company and state officials in an effort to preserve jobs and keep the plants in operation. Dateline, West Monroe, Louisiana. Man dies after accident at Voight facility. A man is dead after he was crushed by a roller at the Voight building in West Monroe. Police said 43-year-old Toby Ray was killed after one of the 45,000-pound rollers at the plant slipped and crushed him. Police say they do not suspect foul play, and the death is being considered an accident. Dateline, St. John's, Newfoundland and Labrador. Newfoundland and Labrador pays $700,000 in legal fees to fight U.S. tariffs. The provincial government of Newfoundland and Labrador is racking up major legal bills as it fights tariffs imposed by U.S. President Donald Trump. Two cabinet orders from February and April show close to $700,000 in legal fees have been billed to the provincial government to fight tariffs on uncoated groundwood paper products. Early estimates show Corner Brook Pulp and Paper and its parent company, Kruger Incorporated, would be hit with $30 million in extra fees due to the tariffs. Premier Dwight Ball says it's expensive business, but it's a fight the province has to engage in to help save the forestry industry. Dateline, Montreal, Canada. CN to acquire 350 boxcars to meet growing demand in forest products and metals businesses. Quote, these additional boxcars, combined with our new locomotives, hundreds of new train crew members, and track expansion investments, will help give us the capacity and network resiliency we need for pulp, paper, and metals customers, said Doug McDonald, Vice President of Bulk at CN. The leased 50-foot high-capacity Plate F boxcars, equipped with 12-foot plug doors, are expected to be delivered beginning in late summer, with all the cars in service by the end of 2018. Dateline, Memphis, Tennessee. International Paper launches Box Out Hunger Initiative. In celebration of National Volunteer Week, International Paper announced a new initiative as part of its commitment to address critical community needs where its employees live and work. In a 30-day period, 227 International Paper employees from 26 sites volunteered 495 hours in sorting, packing, and distributing food for people in need by working with Feeding America's extensive network of food banks, along with other local food banks. As part of the program, IP designed custom disaster relief boxes for Feeding America's network of food banks, for bringing them up to pre-stage in several communities to be prepared for the aftermath of a disaster. International Paper will also donate $1 million to Feeding America over 2 years. Dayline combined locks Wisconsin, former Appleton coated facility, to begin doing business as Midwest Paper Group. The new entity was established by Industrial Assets and Maynards after its October 2017 purchase of substantially all the assets of Appleton Coated LLC. The company started the facility in December. Dateline, Sussex, Wisconsin. Fire breaks out at Quad Graphics. Quad Graphics employees extinguished a small fire at the facility. According to an official with Quad Graphics, the fire started in the paper recycling area. It happened in equipment that shreds and bales excess paper. The fire was put out quickly by employees and the internal sprinkler. No one was hurt, and there was no major damage. And that's the news from North America up to the moment, Steve. So let's take it home.
Friends, how do you listen to Pulp and Paper Radio International? If you have an iPhone or Android, just go to the podcast icon, search Pulp and Paper Radio International. From there, it's quite easy to set up your phone so that all of our episodes of all of our shows are downloaded to your phone automatically. Turning now to personnel changes in the industry. Lena Lee has been appointed Senior Vice President of Marketing and Communications and a member of the Global Executive Team at Huhtamäki. Also last week, Katerina Henrata, currently Huhtamäki's Head of Group Communications and Investor Relations, will in the future focus on investor relations and financial communications. Finally last week, Orchid's Paper Products Company announced the appointment of Mindy Bartel as Chief Financial Officer, effective immediately. Finally today, we wrap up our show with U.S. Pulp and Paper Facts provided by our very, 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 and really, really good friends at Two Sides. Here's today's fact. Paper is one of the most sustainable products in the world. You can learn more at twosides.us. That's www.twosides.us. And with that in mind, have a great week, ladies and gentlemen. Be safe, and thank you for listening to Pulp and Paper Radio International.
Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are GlobalPaperMoney.com and NipImpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 7th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2018, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.